everyone. Welcome to OMFG. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we are too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now. OMFG! Deanna.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Really good, thank you.
I spoke to somebody in their 20s earlier this week. And
shocking.
They didn't know who Matt Damon was.
I'm sorry?
I swear to God. I said something Matt Damon. And they were like, who's that?
Like actor, superstar, Born Identity, mm-hmm. Matt Damon.
It happened.
Heartthrob, Matt Damon. I'm just not understanding.
No, I mean, he's a huge star. I mean, I don't know if it's a one-off or not. You know, maybe this was just this one person living under a rock. But I tend to believe that the people who we may think are like standard stars – we're getting to that age where like someone that's 2021 may not know who they are if they haven't been in like a big picture. And like I just said picture, which is like
a big picture.
And how old-timey is that? In like 5 years.
And I was just thinking, like, does that mean their Tom Cruise is our Paul Newman?
Maybe.
Wow.
I mean, maybe. I think that's what's happening.
That's terrifying.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I see Jessie J. What's her name?
No, I don't know. I don't know
who
you're talking
about. Okay, so we don't
know. I don't know who you're talking
about. Oh, God. She's, like, got dark hair. She's a singer.
Nope.
Jessie J.
Nope.
See?
Nope.
That's how I feel. Like, I do know her. I know what she looks like, but I don't know what song she sings.
Okay, I was going to say, if you sang a song,
no, I don't know. And I don't know what I'm supposed to feel about her. Like, I know what to feel about Taylor Swift. I've got it.
Love her.
How about Rita Ora?
No, I'm still not clear on what she sings.
Me neither. But I don't know what she sings.
She's a name I know.
I know what she looks like and I know her name.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling about her.
Nope. No, I don't
know. Maybe Ahmed can help us out with some of this.
Let's bring him in.
Who are we bringing in?
Ahmed. Ahmed Weinberg. It's already confusing.
Yeah. If we're looking for clarity from a man named Ahmed Weinberg.
OMFG. Welcome to you, Ahmed Weinberg. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. We're doing
it's happening.
It. Okay.
It's happening.
Surprise attack.
Yeah. I know. You're on.
That's awesome. How we like to do it.
Well, I'm ready.
Okay.
Welcome.
Taking you in, Ahmed.
Thank you.
You happen to be the oldest person we have had on so far.
Whoa.
Which is really exciting.
And I'm 16 years old. That's incredible.
How old are you?
I'm 25, recent. I turned 25 in August.
Oh, because when you said that, I was like, yeah, you could be – do people think you're older?
Yeah.
Because you have just a sense
of leather, a leather satchel.
Describe yourself for our listeners.
I don't look like anyone named Ahmed you've ever met. I have red hair and I'm tall. I'm decomposing. I'm very skinny. And I don't know. Got some scruff going on these days.
Yeah.
Post breakup, I'm just going through it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
It looks like reasonable scruff, though. You know.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't look like you've come undone.
No, you know, I got my studio apartment. I just got a couch and killing it.
So you were living together.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. So that's like a true breakup. It's more like a divorce, really, when you have to like divide
that's
things.
True.
We had a dog.
Oh, come on.
You lost the dog.
Yeah.
Dog's name?
Dog was Nala.
Nala. Pretty.
Yeah. Okay. And she made it very clear in the beginning, this is her dog. And if something were to happen, she would take it. And that's okay.
But you still fell in love anyway with both girl and dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. How could you not?
I went on tour right after that and got out of the city and like did a bunch of shows. And
so you're a touring comedian?
My first tour. So technically, yeah, I'm a road dog for life. But this was my first experience.
Amazing. Okay, yeah. So you went on tour. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew what you were touring for.
I think you came back and now it's all hitting you. Is that where we're at?
Kind of, yeah. I think it was like it's weird to step away from something that's so raw because you're so deep in it when you're in the city. you know, everything around you is that.
Yeah.
And then you leave and it's like all new and you can get away. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you're back in, you're like, oh, there's that Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was like waiting for you with big open arms for you to come back. Like the pain. It was like a pain pillow. Like, pain. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
What's up? Cuddling. Hi. So
welcome back.
Anyway. So you're 25. You're a 25-year-old man living in America.
Mm-hmm. Single, red hair, ladies.
Single.
Single as fuck.
You are named Ahmed.
Yep.
And what does that name – where does that name come from?
Okay, this is rough, but there was like, you know, a weird thing that happened where my parents both converted to Islam. From my mother was like one of 10 children, Irish Catholic family, wow. Like strict upbringing, Catholicism, constantly moving, alcoholism, like stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
And then she went on like a spiritual journey, lived with Native Americans for a while, and then moved to Philadelphia to kind of – she followed this voice that she said she heard in her heart telling her to cross the country, and found this guru living in Philadelphia.
And then your father, I'm guessing, is Jewish?
Hell yeah. My dad – my dad's from Brooklyn, and he decided that – when his parents split and he was kind of having a rough childhood as well, and there was some like drugs involved and things that were making his life like difficult, and his mother found this guru, the same guru in Philadelphia.
His mother found the same guru.
Yeah, so she like brought him there and was like, oh, this will be a better life basically.
So he grew up with the guru.
Yeah,
so your father, how old was he when that happened?
He was really young. I think he was like 16 or 17 when he was like
handed off,
leaving school. No, she came with him, but
oh, okay.
But yeah, it was like a new life, kind of new start.
Damn.
Yeah.
You really fucking sat in it.
Did you grow up with the guru?
He died in 86. I was born in 89. So I never met him. But it's like, you know, this driving force in my life is this.
Oh, my God.
This man and his teachings. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah.
Just, are they still with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like they saddled you with the name Muhammad? Or do you feel it is like, it's like, okay, this is like, you know, people do their thing, right? They get wrapped up like I'm going to be a vegan for a couple months, or, you know, I'm super into trying to learn Chinese right now, or whatever it is that they're into. Mm-hmm. And your parents, they landed into this religion, you know, however they did. And then now you have to run around dealing with Ahmed as like a red-haired white guy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to know, how does that feel? Like, it might feel great. I don't know. Like, I'm just curious, you know.
I think I live in like a blissful like ignorance of how weird it is, because I meet people and introduce myself, and almost always they like get it wrong, and I correct it. And the worst possible response is somebody's just like, oh my, like, you are not that.
Right.
Like, someone will say that to me.
Yeah.
And then I have to be like, or just ignore them and walk away, kind of like,
right.
you're not smart, I guess, or you don't realize that Islam isn't a race.
Right.
You know, that's like a thing that people deal with.
Sure.
But
I think I'm dealing with it right now.
No, I mean, I understand how confusing it is. So I
you know what it is? I just wonder if so you may feel great about it, but, you know, sometimes it's like people just get. And if your parents are still in this preaching, they're still in it, they're in the teachings, that it is who they are, that's different than having a moment where it was your life. Do you know
decision.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people grow up with that, like that kind of struggle of, oh, I didn't choose this, and this is such a choice. You know, this is like, I feel so different, but I didn't decide to be different, you know? And,
right.
And that's what's like, because coming from, you know, a place like that where you're so like incubated and sheltered, and then you come out and you really look around and you're like, man, I want to be anything but this when you're a kid.
Right.
But then you grow up and you realize like, oh, being an individual is actually awesome, mm-hmm. you know, and having like a story is great.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, it's just funny. Like in contrast, but also very similarly, mm-hmm. I grew up really religiously as a Jew, and my mom also had a guru, a Hindu guru.
Whoa.
So I would go to the ashram with her, but I didn't grow up there and I didn't, you know, have like, we weren't in the community. But so it's really interesting that you were like fully immersed. Like this was like your entire life. Whereas I know how weird that is, but I wasn't there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to me, that's like, it's really interesting.
You had an escape or you could like not like, always be there.
And just to ask like religious questions, were you like, you grew up in a community where you're doing like call to prayer every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom, you know, wakes up at 3 and prays, and she used to wake me up that early, which I hated, but it was –
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I would wake up and go
That's
to the
middle
mosque.
Of the night.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I was up in my room watching Seinfeld till midnight or whatever, and then I'd wake up at 3 and – yeah. Time to pray.
And do you pray today?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So are you kind of like trying to figure out where you now sit in this kind of –
Community?
Well, the community itself is like very accepting and they're kind of like – I'm sure they still continue to think of me as part of it even though I'm out here and pursuing something so vastly far away from, you know, the path of a guru
sure.
or yep. a disciple of a guru is like, you know, show business
right.
is almost on the other end of the spectrum. Where you're almost like pursuing your ego. It's like
right.
it's the opposite.
Unless you're Tom Cruise.
Yeah. He's got it figured out.
Yeah, he's got it down. So we had a guest in last week.
Bill Cuttkamp.
And mm-hmm. he described
– Well, what is actually very interesting about this is like this is nothing like our last conversation.
This is like I can understand – Ahmed's words
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they make sense to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, you make sense mm-hmm. to us.
And
you speak our language.
Sentences are cohesive. They have a beginning, middle, and an end to
but
them.
But Bill would just.
I mean, fascinating, delightful,
mm-hmm.
an American treasure.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't understand a lot of what was happening.
Well, he's like a walking hashtag. I mean,
he's
that guy.
He's a hashtag.
He knows his shit. I mm-hmm. mean,
he's a mm-hmm. full on. Hashtag.
He just had a viral special
yes.
that he created.
I'm sure
we asked
you
a lot of questions about it. We didn't really get it. It seemed like chaos to us.
Yeah,
well,
it
it's
is
amazing.
Chaos.
It's chaos. It's amazing to call, like, to be like, I just did a special.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. And it's like, oh, you know, who put on your special? And it's like, well, I did. You know, like he created his own special.
Yeah, my iPhone,
which
basically.
Is the best.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so in doing our research on you, you made a comment about your generation being the laziest.
Yeah.
Preach.
Tell
sister.
Us everything. Why?
Let's
What's
see.
Happening?
I mean, yeah, I definitely feel like internet culture is taking us away from our lives in a very real way. Where like you – who you are – like you can receive real joy and feel it in your heart from getting faves.
Right.
And
oh, yeah. No, I feel joy.
Like it's – I actually – I've been thinking about like buying a vibrator and just putting it in my pocket and turning it on just so I feel like my phone is just constantly blowing up and I could just walk around with that confidence all day of like, oh, I'm getting faves, baby.
That's hilarious.
That's – I mean, because the reality is that it is pretty meaningless.
Nothing's happening. Less than nothing's happening when somebody faves something. But it is
well,
exciting. It's
and this
strange.
Is going to make me sound very old, but it's like when I send a tweet, mm-hmm. I literally announce it as if it's like a present. I'm like, I sent a tweet. Like it's a fart almost. I'm like, I tweeted. As if I've like – Everyone's gone quiet
yeah.
just a moment and everyone's just taking in my tweet.
It in.
It's the same sort of like disillusionment.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
I mean, you put these like quirky statements out there and you know, if you're trying to pursue writing or something, it's like super valuable,
yeah.
I think, to like whittle down your joke to like
sure.
what the essence of it is.
Sure.
But Yeah, I mean, you could also be doing other stuff, I guess.
Well, it's just – yeah, like
people – maybe more meaningful stuff.
People do get jobs, right, from – there's people who have tweeted and gotten jobs from doing that. That being – so that's – something's happening there.
Right.
But in general, it's like all of this time is being spent and there's no – product. There's nothing tangible. Nothing's really happened.
Well, I mean, you're putting your personality out there if you're good at it. I think that's like the
key. And I'll fuck with that. I'll fuck with that. Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome, right? If you're like you're looking at your phone and you see someone else's personality and you're like, "Oh, this is actually really cool that I'm hanging out with this person while I'm on the highway or whatever and stuck in traffic." Like it's a great tool. But then, you know, I do also think the other side of it is that, you know, I'm sitting on my computer, it's 10 a.m. and I'm on Facebook and I've already wasted my entire life just scrolling through this meaningless, like, you know, trap of.
So you're on Facebook and you love Facebook.
Yeah, I'm constantly on Facebook. Okay. Anyone who says they're not, I feel like, is lying. I mean, maybe.
Well, what's interesting, like, my fiance is not on Facebook ever. Mm. And he's annoyed. Like, you know, I'll be on my phone. I'll be like, oh my God, so-and-so said something, you know, and he's like, what's going on? Like, why are you on Facebook all the time? And I'm like, who's not on Facebook all the time? I feel like it is. I mean, that's normally what we do, but
maybe
it's not right.
Two best friends are not on Facebook and never have had an account. They're just not on it. And like, they're fine. Everything's going great. They're living. You know, they're living and they're
breathing.
But
how do you know?
There's nothing. The thing is, there's nothing to know.
Right.
Nothing's happening. It really isn't. I mean, I get it, but like – and I suffer too. I'm not learning from what I'm saying, but I'm pretty sure that nothing's happening. Mm. It isn't. It feels like it is, but it's nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're in this weird like transition phase maybe in our society where it probably will mean something eventually. But like at that point, we're all just going to be like stuck in wheelchairs, like unable to really converse with each other, you know, because I think as it kind of consumes our lives more and more, there's going to be less and less of us that are like physically present or like, you know, I mean, because we're at our computers. We're working and we're socializing at the same time. So why get up? You know, why?
Oof. All right. Well, let's
wrap it up.
This is beautiful.
Is
I'm
it?
I'm going to go cry.
Okay.
And laugh and take that in. And we'll be back.
And we'll be right back. OMFG! Do you have someone on your gift list that is impossible to shop for? That guy in your life who has everything? I know it's really frustrating to buy gifts. It's like, do you buy something useful, something personalized, or, you know, something that someone wouldn't buy for themselves? Seems like you have to think a little hard about that. Have you considered gifting razors? How about Harry's razors? It's not a typical gift. You wouldn't go to the drugstore and pick up a razor as a gift, but this is not what we're talking about. Harry's offers the Winter Winston set, only $30 for a sleek chrome razor. 3 high-quality blades, their amazing foam shave gel or shaving cream. It's already wrapped, and shipping is always free. Just in time for the holidays, Harry's is gifting all listeners of the show $5 off their first purchase with the promo code OMFG. That's $5 off your first purchase, the winter set, an engraved handle, and the basic kit. So let's say you go with the basic kit and the promo code. You'll get the razor, 3 quality blades, and a tube of their foaming shave gel or shave cream for just $10. So not only is this half the price of other big branded blades, you're getting quality German-made blades shipped straight to your front doorstep, so you can skip those store lines. Harry's is the gift that gives back. Harry supports the community by donating 1% of sales and volunteering 1% of all employees' times with their community partner, City Year. This is a gift. It's shipped to your door. The quality of the shave, the look, the feel of the product, the ease of getting a monthly shave plan for a legitimately low price of good blades. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my coupon code OMFG with your first purchase. That's harrys.com and enter coupon code OMFG at checkout for $5 off and start shaving better today. Who doesn't love a smooth face? OMFG! All right, we're back.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you just got a text. What, do you want to share it with us?
This is a text from my mom.
Amazing. Thank you for going there.
She sent this to me at 3:18 a.m., which is when she wakes up to pray. Mm-hmm. I got this on Saturday.
She's so goddamn, what is the word? Not reliable, but...
religious?
No. Goddamn religious. She's
predictable. She is so predictable.
Do you sleep with it on Do Not Disturb, or did this wake you up?
No, this woke me up.
Okay. Okay,
this was 3:18 a.m. I got this text.
Can we have it, please?
You want to read it?
Yeah, we'd like to read it for you.
Okay.
Don't be a scurred.
You can read all of them.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We will.
What? First of all, is your mom under D. Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
I've been just doing this stupid thing on Instagram where I change people's names so it looks like celebrities are sending me crazy shit. Because my mom will just say to me, did you see Interstellar? Who's in it? What's it about? Like, can you talk? And I'll just say, like, oh, that's Tom Hanks texting me all that stuff.
That's funny. That's cute. Okay. So this is your mom. So are you going to stand up? What's up with Bill Cosby? Hashtag father figure, hashtag comedy, hashtag a pedophile.
Mom, I'm so proud of you for being this hashtag socially, hashtag aware.
Are you angry at it says Ma, but does she mean – oh, Ma, her, like her.
I don't know.
I think she meant me.
Me. Maybe. Are you angry at me for saying that? I was so shocked and sad, really, to find out about these young women who he abused. Hi. Are you up?
I'm up.
Oh. Well, that's
it
all.
It sounds like flirting now.
Hi. Hi. We are.
You up?
Oh.
What's that?
Sorry, now we just have your phone.
Sorry.
We were just seeing.
We see a former
guest
of ours up here, up in here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Diane Keaton.
Well, she's in here as Shelby Farrow, but I don't know if it is.
Is that Shelby Farrow? Is that like.
Yeah, that's Shelby
or
Farrow.
Or is that the.
It's actually that's my like dad. Your
that's
neighbor.
Your dad. Is that like Uncle Phil? Hey there. He there.
Is this my mom or Shelby?
No, this is Shelby.
You're, yeah, we've okay, this is very personal.
Yeah, okay.
How personal?
No, it's just funny.
You're missing an insane amount of soup eating.
Oh my God, I'm soup jealous.
Boo. You want a Netflix later? You doing mics?
Do you want us to reply to that? Because it just came in.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Are you doing mics?
Doing mics.
Is that like you doing open mics?
Yeah.
You doing mics?
That's how we talk.
No big deal.
In the biz.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You doing mics? Yeah.
Are you guys going to say?
Are you guys knocking boots? Two redheads?
No. Two redheads? Does that make you uncomfortable?
Bumping reds together? No, I feel great about it. Totally doing mics. Wait, Emily wrote... Is that like you have to read
this
that?
This is, I feel like I'm being bullied all of a sudden.
Totally.
Oh no. No.
In a joking way.
Oh, God. Okay. I got so scared. I was like, young people feel bullied. Oh no. So wait, are you guys, is Shelby single?
Yes.
And what's up?
We're just friends. I mean, we're.
She's
we're
cute. Having,
yeah.
You're cute?
She's really cool.
Funny. Everybody's funny. Cute.
Everyone's funny.
Red hair.
Yeah, everyone.
No problem. Nice complexions.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested?
Wear a lot of hats, a lot of baseball hats out there.
Do you eat her Pop-Tarts?
I don't know what that means.
I believe she makes her own Pop-Tarts.
Hot Pockets. Yeah, no, she makes her own Hot Pockets.
We learned that.
I haven't. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here's your reply. It's okay. Really nice. I just took some of the things you
Go
were
ahead.
Just saying about her and I put them in.
Yeah.
Totally doing mics, you great lady. You're really cool.
It's Zen.
Yeah.
Done.
See what happens.
Yeah, let's see.
She'll just text back and say, you're a loser.
Well, she may not be wrong.
You're keeping everything like be chill in terms of anything possibly. It's friendship, right?
Yeah.
Don't look any further.
Yeah. To all the fans out there.
Guys and girls can be friends these days.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm asking.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
I don't know. Don't look to me.
Do you guys sext?
That's a question for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you?
I have.
Great.
It's
We're all on the same page.
Isn't it crazy to think about, like, what that means? Mm-hmm. Not video sex, just like...
Right. Just words.
Yeah. And it gets confusing sometimes. You're like, I don't know if really? I'm texting in the past or the present.
Talk about dick pics.
Talk about dick pics.
Oh my God. He's so upstanding.
I know.
You know, it feels wrong.
He brought up sexting.
I know, but
we're
I don't
going
know
there
if,
now. Okay. We're in. We're all in. Dick pics.
I take dick pics, but I always, I'll like use something for scale, you know, to make it like like a AAA battery,
How
but I'll just
dare you.
Cross
That's
off one of the A's.
Hilarious.
Or like a doll, like a doll hand on it. So it just looks.
See, I don't like to mix comedy and sex personally. I don't find it. But
really?
I would be delighted. Like, that's delightful.
That sounds very healthy,
yeah.
actually.
But I get it, though, but because sex is one of the funnier / weirder things
I know.
In life. How can you not laugh?
I don't know. I don't. It just, yeah.
Bodies are weird.
They are weird.
I mean,
I know. I just, but that's very funny. But then I would, okay, so if I received that, mm-hmm. I don't think I would be able to then. Like have sexy times with that picture. You know what I mean? Because I'd be like, ha, ha, ha. I don't think I'd then be able to transition smoothly.
Right.
Into
you're
sexy
you're like, ha, 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 this guy's terrible at sex.
I just don't know. No. I don't know. I think my game would be thrown off. I wouldn't know how to respond. How do people respond to that?
I think it's always like, you know, if I'm sending something like that, it's to somebody who would understand that as a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So are you trying to get something going when you send that, or is that living in its own sort of bubble?
It's a mix, you know? Right. It's like, it is
Always.
What it is.
Dude,
yeah.
But you don't put, like, your face in it.
No, you can't.
Well, that'd be hard for
it's
a dick
in the clouds.
Right.
Oh, I see. No, but you could, yeah.
I draw my face on my dick, though.
Emily, you liked it too much.
I liked it so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have one fan question.
Oh, yeah.
That was tweeted at us for you.
Tweeted at
Whoa.
Us.
At O'Shaughnessy K wants to know from you, always intrigued as to what music younger people refer to as old school classics.
Like classic rock?
Whatever that, I think whatever
what
it means
mean
to you.
What does that mean to you? What's an old, like what's
like
a classic like,
oh,
song?
That's an old school classic.
I don't know. I guess like I just think of Tribe Called Quest as like just classic hip hop. I mean, that's where I go for sure.
That's not wrong, although it still feels a little hurtful.
It's a slap, little bit of a slap.
It's painful, but it's not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, how old were you guys when that was thing?
No, we don't answer those questions.
Oh, you guys never reveal your age.
Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah, sure. But this is an interesting.
I left my wallet in El
Segundo. Sure. But do you remember at the same time another band that was like legit and awesome? Called the Black Eyed Peas before they went crazy.
No. Before they went crazy, like before they got big?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They were like a legit rap group.
What?
Anyone remember that?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But
she
I'm
does.
Not that,
she
I don't
does.
Know yeah. that much music.
They were like the hardcore back then before they
were
all
like.
They were like
Tribe Called Quest. They were equivalent bands. Bands. I don't know, hip hop artists.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I like to listen to like classic rock, and I know that's super lame, but
well, tell us what you like.
I love Bob Dylan, and I love Led Zeppelin. I know that that's lame. I'm trying to think what else I love that's lame.
Led Zeppelin's lame,
super lame, so lame.
That's so get out of here.
Well, I mean, the music sounds amazing, but then you look at a poster of them getting off a plane and it's like these tight leather jackets with like long flowing hair and you're like, oh, these guys are just like Lord of the Rings nerds that got really, really wealthy.
Yes, that's true. I think now it's time for some questions.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Is auto-tune still a thing?
Just something we were wondering. We are looking for youths to help us out with that.
Or
is it over? Has it been had its moment?
I don't know. I feel like Kanye's album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, whatever that one was, had some auto-tune, and that was a great album, in my opinion. But
we're winding down on it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it's on its way out. I mean, you get to a certain point with that type of thing and it doesn't sound sexy anymore because it's just like it's way played out, I think.
Mm-hmm. How do you like Kanye? You're a super big fan.
I loved that album. I was never super into him in high school, but that came out and it was like just really dark and weird. I liked it. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that
high school?
Do you have feelings on like, because just speaking of Kanye and like ass size? I know you're white, but like just wondering. We're just polling in general.
Kanye likes some ass.
So just off the top, just wondering, is that something that you feel like sort of great these days or not so great?
I think it's a thing. I think it's a thing for sure. With my friends and with
– Yeah, it's like ass.
Is it a
ass,
thing for
ass,
you?
Ass,
like,
ass,
well,
ass,
like, when you're like, that lady is fine.
Look at that ass.
She's got a booty for days. Like, are you into that, the butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
definitely.
Are.
Sure.
Whoa.
Blows your mind?
Kind of.
Are you all about
Holy
the base?
Holy shit. You know what I think they're all about? Like, I think it's just
– It's true.
Rampant.
Yeah.
It's spreading all the way across America. Asses are spreading. All right. Well, that's bad. I mean, I guess ladies have to be working on their asses.
Not the trouble. I just want to point out, he brought in a notepad of notes.
Well, he's a man with thoughts.
I made a list of words that you shouldn't say when you're sexting.
Oh, fabulous.
Let's get into this because I don't know what those are.
So good words when
like
you're sexting.
Stop words kind of thing.
Words that wouldn't, yeah. Like for you, it would be a picture of a doll hand on a penis. That would probably be the
Game
end.
Over.
But good words, I mean, you know, are obvious. Like deep, deeper. Those are great words.
Okay. Sexed away.
No problem. Start with the good ones.
Open.
Mm. Oh, my God. Stop. I can't take the eye contact as you deliver it. I can't. But,
okay.
Okay, go on.
No, but we're
Can
faster.
You give it to Emily, please?
Faster.
Oh, my God. What's happening right now?
We're into the sext. I'm in.
I'm blushing. I really am.
He also is, like, now making out.
Cradling.
Yeah, he's cradling the microphone and doing sexy words. I can't handle it.
Did you bring these flowers for me? Is that what's happening?
I should be, like, sniffing this right now.
Yeah.
What else you got there? I can't handle it.
Wait, I want the no-no words.
Okay, yeah.
I want
words,
all of them, whatever you have.
These are words that will not help you with sexting. Amazeballs. No good.
Can you put that in a context, please?
Wow, your boobs are amazeballs.
Yeah, that's a wreck. That is a wreck.
That's bad. Blog. Bringing up your blog would be a
During
bad idea.
Sexting? How could you do that?
That's more of a goofy one, I guess. Okay. That's more not real.
Right, okay.
The word groin is the least attractive word for
it's
any
like,
sexual
that's
organ.
True. Yeah, it's
that's
like
true.
Like a vaginosis and a groin pretty much are equal.
Oh, gosh.
What else?
Mm-hmm. Crawl space. Crawl space is a bad descriptor.
That's foul.
Pubes. Why? Pubes are gross.
They're just unfortunately. You know what? I don't think.
But speaking of.
As a whole, it's fine. But when you say When I'm hearing what the word pubes are, I'm thinking individual.
Right.
Individual.
Pubicles.
Yeah. And that's so upsetting. You know, nobody wants to think of it. Yeah, it doesn't work out. You know, that's the
Wait,
whole
you're
thing.
Thinking of like a scientific, like super close-up follicle picture.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or just loose pubes. It's none
well,
of it's
– Also on that same note is pubis. Mm. Which is another technical term, which is just it's like so barfy.
Yeah.
What is pubis?
It's like
your
groin.
Just the area.
Yeah. But
smorgasbord.
Oh,
that's not so bad.
That's not so bad.
That could
you don't mind that? You're like
that.
I'm into
yeah.
a smorgasbord of motions,
right, activities. I don't mind
okay.
smorgasbord.
This is cool, actually. Maybe I'll just say the word
He's
and you
so
guys
cultured.
Can.
Yeah. See
you guys can try
how they
it.
Land.
Yeah. Text away. Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. Bulbous.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Fiscal.
Bulbous. I don't like, but like bulging, I'll take.
Sure. It's so close. It's bulging's close great, cousin.
Actually.
Yeah, bulging's great. What was the next one?
Fiscal.
That's a joke. Craw. Craw. Just as a word. Craw. Craw is the worst word, and I don't even know what it means.
Stuck in my craw.
Stuck in my craw.
Is that where we're going?
Oh, baby, you're stuck in my craw.
There's many other better, worser words on there than what you've delivered.
Better, worser.
Better, oh, worser.
Yeah. Which okay. is true.
I mean, I'll take stuck in my craw over pubes any day.
Yeah.
Pubes is maybe the worst.
No, groin's
pretty
bad.
Terrible. Groin sounds like really like old timey. Like I feel like if somebody was 83 and sexting, they'd be
sure.
Like, sit on my groin.
My groin is aching for you.
My groin is ablaze with temptation.
I think groins are almost always only sprained too. Mm-hmm. Like what else is, you know, when you're referring to a groin, it's like a sprained
groin. You sprain your groin, you sprain your coccyx.
Yeah, it's all nothing. The same. It's all, yeah.
Area.
I sprained my groin. That's a good sext for sure.
Or like, you're so hot you sprained my groin. I might take that one.
Okay.
How did you sprain my groin from over there? You're so far away.
That's a pickup line at
and
like
yet
a bar.
You sprained my groin.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Can I buy you a drink because my groin is sprained?
Sprain is a good word too.
Ahmed, where can we find you?
Twitter at Ahmed Weinberg is probably the best way. And I mean, I have a website that I haven't built yet, but maybe when this comes out, ahmedweinberg.com.
You actually get on it, son.
Yeah, I'll do it.
This
I'll do
is
it
your
before this comes out.
Yeah,
for
perfect.
Sure.
We have your mom's number now. We'll let her know and we will tell her to get the troops on this and start praying.
Get that website going.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm down.
Thank you, Ahmed.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for being here.
OMFG! Woo! Okay.
That was a mature young man.
That was a grown-ass youth.
That was more than I bargained for.
Yeah, but in a good way. It's kind of nice and refreshing to have someone, he's a world traveler, mm-hmm. and he's lived a life already. He seems sure of himself.
Yeah, I think he seems like he was raised really well, mm-hmm. brought up right, good family.
Yeah, although.
Very religious.
Not every OMFG is going to be the same.
Mm-mm.
And that's the beauty of America.
It's a different baby every time.
You know?
But I think we still learned.
Well, we learned about some bad sexting words, which, you know.
I totally agreed with
him.
Who
can argue with him on that? Groin is no good.
Pubes, disgusting.
Bulbous, nobody wants.
Fiscal.
Never. Well.
That could be hot.
That could be pretty hot.
We might move that to the other list.
And his mom seems really cute on the text.
Hashtagging away.
Like, she hashtagged every other word.
I respect that.
No,
like, she was getting all in it.
Her hashtag game was really strong.
One thing I did notice that his phone was literally blowing up the entire time we were in here. I kind of wish that we had it in our possession the entire time.
Yeah, and he knows Shelby.
I mean, they were texting.
They were texting. I mean, I think those two would be adorable together.
Scorching. But who are we to say? We're just.
I don't know. He was being so V-chill about the whole thing.
He's a very V-chill man, and I don't think he has a lot of swerve.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, he had swerve. Did you see when he locked eyes and gave
The sweet
start
word,
like
words.
Yeah, like the good sex. Like I couldn't handle it. I was like, I can't deal with this. It's too much.
It was very romantic in here for about 10 seconds. Yeah.
No, but I really, I don't know what we have to do to get those two together, but I think it's great.
I think we throw a hot pocket party, and we invite them both.
Yeah,
and then we leave.
All right. Well, great job, Emily.
Thank you, my habibis.
Thank you. Check us out at OMFG Pod.
And we'll be back with more.
Woo woo.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop. Pop. Pop. Pop. Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.